He put his hands back. The driver beside him honked once more, then slid several lanes over and sped up. "They are the pawns. You are a king." He took his hands delicately off the wheel again. "You have a king's absolute power within you." He held his hands in midair for several seconds. They shook slightly. Gradually, he lowered them and laid them lightly on his thighs. He stared blankly at the lights before him. "You have absolute power over your own life." He saw that the car was drifting to the left. He felt his hands jerk, but kept them on his thighs. "You have the power to end your life, now." Very slowly, he closed his eyes.
Brent is totally out of control. Let's look at how he got to this point. After trying to punch Chaz, he stormed away from the party and took off in his car. He was too angry and impaired to think about what he was doing or where he was going. Now he's driving around lost and drunk. He's convinced that his whole life is ruined, and he's blaming pretty much everyone but himself. Okay, Brent behaved pretty badly at the party, but by far the worst thing he's done is to get behind the wheel of his car. He's been drinking, and he could easily hurt or kill somebody. But he doesn't care. In fact, he's actually decided to take his hands off the wheel and just let his car crash. He's so upset about a stupid party that he thinks he wants to die. I wonder if it's even occurred to him that he could kill somebody else in the process. Let's read the next chapter, starting on page 19.